You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of God. We're in Acts today. We're going to pick it up here in chapter 18 in just one moment. Just a couple of quick words here on this ministry, WGOD. You can read more about us on the internet at WGODradio.com. Though I think by this time, I think you know pretty much a lot about us here and about me. I'm Paul Esposito. I'm the station manager here at WMIE and WWBC. I'm a bivocational pastor. I pastor Island Community Church, which is in Merritt Island. I'm a Bible translator. My Bible is available at majoritytext.com. And I'm an expositor and verse-by-verse teacher of the Word of God. I think you know me by now. For more info, too, there's if you go to my website, wgodradio.com, and click on the link that says Prior Broadcasts, you can hear some 5 years' worth of programs are uploaded up there. The sermons for the last 4 years at Island, where I've been pastoring many, many Bible studies and teachings. There's a whole bunch of stuff available on there for you to listen. I encourage you to do that. Here today, we're going to pick it up in Acts chapter 18. There will be no Wednesday night Bible study this week at the church. I know with this storm brewing here in the area, we're going to have other things to be concerned about instead of our Bible study this week. So, just never know where the storm is going to end up. So we will not have a midweek study here this week. So, but Sundays and Sunday nights at Island, Sundays, actually this coming Sunday, Brother Eric Marshall, Pastor Eric Marshall, will be preaching the Word at Island Sunday morning at 10:30. Sunday evenings, another brother at the church, Bill Steinbrook, is teaching on the Reformation, looking at the Reformation of the church. That'll be Sunday night. Actually, we're wrapping that series up this Sunday night. We'll be back again the following Sunday with something brand new series, probably. More on that as the time approaches. Lord God, we ask for your blessings now on our study here today. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to be doers of your word and not just hearers. We listen for your voice here today. In your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Acts chapter 18. Been in the study for a year here. We're going to look here. Well, our study here today is going to take us to Corinth now for the first time. We've seen so far Paul in the Galatian regions. If you remember, Galatia is not a city. It's more like a region, an area, which is why Paul wrote to the churches of Galatia. Like a county, like here, like Brevard County, there is Galatia. Chapter 16 took us to Philippi. Chapter 17 in the book of Acts took us to Thessalonica. Also in our study here, in our last study, Athens. We looked at Athens in the end of chapter 17, where Paul preached on Mars Hill. That's where we left off here. If you remember, I was teaching that God has appointed our pre-appointed times and the boundaries of our dwellings. That was Acts chapter 17. Now let's pick it up here, verse 1 of chapter 18. Now after these things, Paul departed from Athens, and he came to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. So in Corinth, Paul met Aquila and his wife Priscilla. Aquila was a Jew originally from Pontus, a province in northeast Asia Minor, south of the Black Sea, now displaced from Rome because of an edict in either 49 or 50 AD from Claudius for all the Jews to leave Rome. Aquila and Priscilla had come to Corinth to work their trade. Now, Claudius reigned from 41 to 54 AD. An old historian said that this was because of constant friction and rioting of the Jews over somebody named Christos. I bet. The name of Jesus, the name Christos, always causes a riot, does it not? I keep saying it, and I will continue to keep on saying it. The name of Christ always causes a riot. Wherever you go, whenever his name is on your lips, speak his name, watch what happens. Because there's a war and there's a fight going on out here. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. All of life is a battle between good and evil. A friend of mine used to say all the time that it's a fight between Satan and God to see who can end up with the most marbles. Well, I'll tell you what, Satan is going to end up with the most marbles by a long shot. But God will end up with all of his marbles, you and I being one of them, because he's not going to lose any of his. No one is able to snatch us out of his hands, the Lord Jesus said. So this is why all the Jews had to leave. Satan engineered it through his peeps. Satan's got his peeps everywhere, scattered everywhere. Everywhere you go, you'll find Satan's peeps. The Lord Jesus said when they were wondering, how can I tell the difference? How do I know the difference of someone who says he's a Christian and he's not? How can I tell a difference between God's people and Satan's people? The Lord Jesus answered that question. Also, the Apostle Paul did. Jesus did in Matthew 7, 15 through 20, where he says, beware of wolves who come to you in sheep's clothing. He said, you will know them by their fruits. And the Apostle Paul, he didn't tell us how we know them. He just warned us it was going to be this way. He says, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no big deal. Omega un, no surprise. If his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose ends will be according to their works. He doesn't tell us how to find them there. The Lord Jesus says, you will know by their fruits. Let me say to you, too, that you will know by what they do, because Satan's peeps will cause division wherever they go. This is what I was preaching last Sunday on the unity of the church. It says in Ephesians 4, verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bonds of peace. Those that break the unity of the Spirit, those that cause division wherever they go, are more Satan's peeps. They're his people. The Holy Spirit is an axiom I want you to remember. The Holy Spirit unites, Satan divides. Now let's leave the Lord Jesus out of this, because this doesn't apply to him, because he's God and he does as he chooses. He can divide all the people that he wants because he's God. He's got the right to do that. Not so with you and me. I must know people by their fruits and by what they do. Those that go around causing division wherever they go, every church they go to, they divide people. Everywhere they go, they break up churches. Friends, these are tares, wolf in sheep's clothing, Satan that's masquerading as an angel of light. Those that break the unity of the Spirit. I'm just saying to you, Satan's got his people everywhere. You can read that too in Matthew chapter 13, where it says that while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and he went his way. And you'll find that axiom wherever you go. And a tare looks just like a wheat until harvest time. And that's how you recognize the difference between them. Okay, so here now, the Jews are commanded they had to leave by Satan's peeps. And we see it here, too. Satan's peeps all over this country. This is why there's no prayer in school anymore, because Satan's engineered it through his peeps. This is why the Word of God is outlawed today, because Satan engineered it through his peeps. I just read in the paper today, the justice from Alabama, Chief Justice Roy Moore, has been suspended for life without pay for having the unmitigated audacity to think marriage is between a man and a woman. And he taught and he instructed the judges of Alabama not to issue wedding licenses for two men or two women that want to get married, because the man feared God and he honored God and he honored the Word of God above the word of man and the laws of man. And I'll say he's a smart man. And now he's paying the price for that. But Satan engineered this through his peeps. This is why Christians are poorly treated and killed for their faith, because Satan engineered it through his people. All of life is a chess game. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to what you hear. Pay attention to what you see. Look at life through the lens of good and evil. There's this great Charlie Daniels song I love. It's called, "Whose Side Are You On?" When you hate Israel, you're playing your whole card. When you're pro-Sodom, you're revealing yourself. Whose side are you on? Are you on God's side or are you on the enemy's side? Okay, well, we're about out of time here. We'll have to pick it up here in verse 5. But let me encourage you. Yeah, as we get closer and closer to the end of the age, let me encourage you to be watchful of your surroundings and to consider those that sow discord and division wherever they go. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven, are an abomination to him. Those who sow discord among brethren is one of them. Beware of people that break the unity of the Spirit. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, spiritual baptism, that is, one God and Father of all. Beware of those that break the unity of these truths here. And the Lord Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 says this, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Now, verse 20, it says, therefore, by their fruits you will know them. We're out of time for today, friends. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back here, Lord willing, in the book of Acts again in our next program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.